Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Colt 45. And guys, I want to talk about self-sabotaging. All I ever see and hear is people that self-sabotage lately. And I don't know if it's like a thing with the current world, the environment that's going on right now. I'm not really sure, but I feel like there's a lot of people that self-sabotage. Why do people self-sabotage? They self-sabotage because they know the answer. They have control. When you self-sabotage something, you have control over the ending, the end result. So if you have control over the end result, then you have nothing to worry about, right? Because you have it all planned out because you have control. But that's just so far from what a human being needs to experience. Human beings need to experience loss. They need to experience fear. They need to experience the unknown. What's going to happen if I just continue this result or this goal and I try to get to this goal and I fail? Well, you know what? Then you fail, right? Then you take a little step back and you get your wheels greased again and then you go back out again and you try. And that's what the whole experience of life is the story. You can't create a story if you're always trying to end it, okay? Then it just becomes a short story and it's not that cool. So don't self-sabotage. When I was younger and I was trying to figure my life out, I remember I'm going to go be a biker. And I got into that because I was fresh out of the Marine Corps. I was lost. I was just trying to figure things out. And I remember thinking to myself, you know what? This will be cool. I'll go do this and I'll just kind of, you know, I'll just put my life on the back burner, my family, my business, everything. And I'm just going to go do this full time because I was missing something. I was missing love. I was missing the feeling of connection. I needed someone to love me, and I was just trying to find it through brotherhood. So I self-sabotaged. I just said, you know what? Screw it. I'm not going to continue my business life and like trying to be this, you know, good leader of a man. I'm just going to go do this side thing, and I'm just going to go do that. So all I ended up doing was spending money on motorcycle parts, motorcycles, spending money on a lot of people that I just don't talk to anymore as much. And the people that were there for me that mattered the most, that I self-sabotaged because I was trying to run away from the love that they wanted to provide me, like my family, the people that mattered the most, I ended up walking away from all that, putting them on the back burner, which is something that I'll just never do again. The self-sabotage that I was doing to myself during that whole time was just doing nothing but hurting me. It was just hurting me. It was just slowing down time. Because guess what? You can self-sabotage right now, and you could destroy your whole life right now. But guess what? You're thinking that you're going to have peace because you know the ending. What you're really doing is you're just slowing down time. Because eventually, you're going to have to answer to the calling. The calling of not having a future. The calling of not ever having fear. Fear so bad that you just didn't know what was going to happen, but then it turned out great. You're never going to experience those feelings, those wins. So you're never going to experience life. You're just going to have a short story, a story that everyone predicts, that everyone knows about, that everyone else is doing. You can't self-sabotage. When self-sabotage goes right and you don't do it, even though you want to, you know, you just want to say, you know what, forget it. This business I'm starting, I'm just going to close it. But then you keep it open and you keep driving forward, and over the next 2 to 3 years, you're taking every single beating possible. You have no money. You can't pay your employees. You don't know what's going to happen. You just keep waking up every day and you keep trying and you keep trying and you keep trying and you keep trying. Everyone, even though after no one's supporting you and everyone's telling you it's not going to work, you suck at it, it's just never going to work. You just keep at it. Just keep at it. No matter what fear comes your way, you're just moving forward. You're committing. What happens if it goes right? That's the question. That's the story. That's what should motivate you. What happens if what you're doing right now goes right and you remember your why? Why did you start? Why did you start this? Whatever you're doing. Your why is what matters most. Make sure that your why has a greater feeling than anything else. Because if as long as your why is in place, your how will come naturally. How to get it done. Remember your why, guys. never, ever, ever lean on sabotaging whatever it is that's going good. I know a lot of you guys out there, I see it on social media, where you're in and out of a relationship, you're in it one day, and then you're in it, you're out of it the next day, and vice versa. And, you know, it's, you're sabotaging it because you don't want to get too close to the person, you know, blah, 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 because you don't want to feel loved. Well, what happens if you do feel loved? What happens if that person really does love you? What happens if it does work out? Stop thinking about what happens if it's not going to do it or it's not going to work out. Start thinking about what happens if it does work out. What happens if the relationship turns out to be a good thing? What happens if the relationship builds you up? What happens if you get everything that you want out of life because you committed to it and you didn't just end it? Relationships are one of the number one things that people self-sabotage. They end it because they don't like the feeling of the unknown. Stop thinking of it as like it could be a bad thing. Start thinking of it as, what if it does work out? Start thinking of the positive. So we identified a few things that people do to self-sabotage. They self-sabotage their goals. They self-sabotage their relationships. Don't do either of those things, guys. Those are the number one things that people self-sabotage. Self-sabotage is the biggest and most selfish thing that you can do to yourself. Start giving yourself more credit. Don't self-sabotage. Focus on what could happen, not what could not happen. Think of the positive things. And last but not least, guys, have faith. As long as your faith is greater than anything else, okay, the man that talks to you, the little conscience voice that you got in the back here, that's telling you it's going to be okay, and you have faith in that, you put it all on them, you put it on him, worry about this for me, please, and just support me through this. I really want to do this for my family. And you don't quit, and you don't close those doors, and you find every way to get through it because your why is greater than your how, it'll all work out. Stop self-sabotaging yourself just so that you can predict the ending, so that you have control. Just let it go. Let it go. Have faith in the greater purpose and get through it one day at a time, because you deserve to have an unwritten story. You deserve a story with meaning. You deserve to write that story every single day and make it a long, worthwhile book. Make your life a movie that everyone wants to read. A long, entertaining story with an up and down, a crazy beginning, a hard beginning, a mediocre middle, a hard middle, but a great ending. Because all of you guys deserve it. Everyone out there. I got nothing but love for everybody out there. All you guys. I love you guys. And until then, get up, get after it, and get some.